Mick and MJ in the morning, brought to you by Sportsbet. Nobody does it easier than Sportsbet.
Welcome to the Mick and MJ podcast. This episode is all about rage.
Now, don't just be sorry. Think for one second.
Keep my wife's name out your f***ing mouth.
You gotta be kidding me. No. No. Don't shut me up.
Yes, I'll tell you what set us off this morning. The ICC one-day team of the year that's got six Indians, no Aussies, or two Aussies. It's basically bullshit. We won the World Cup and barely represented. Get stuffed, the lot of you. We're angry, and that is why we are tipping furniture around the room and punching on with the locals today.
Let's go.
We ask you to get involved. 133353. What gives you rage? I'll start. Banger, bloody roo. Bangaroo, get stuffed. A car park in a Bangaroo. This does my mind. You talk about cost of living. You're going to need tax cuts if you want to park in Bangaroo. A car park charged a man $80 for little more than 1 hour at one car park. The motorist was hit with a $79 fee for using the building's car park at the entertainment precinct on Tuesday. He was there for 1 hour and 19 minutes, and it cost him $79.
Wow.
Car parks per hour earn more than most people.
Mm. Yep.
That is absolutely bloody madness.
Mm.
You know what you do? If you want to go parking in Bangaroo, start a GoFundMe page. That is beyond the pale right there. It's actually cheaper to get a parking fine.
Yep.
Just go and park, leave your car, and get a parking fine. $80 for an hour. Go and get stuffed. Here's what you do. Here's what you do. Save all the money on rent. Go to the car park and sleep in your car. That way, you might get value for money in Bangor, the entertainment precinct. You can stick your car park, fare up your clacker.
I've never been to Bangaroo. I've been to Barangaroo.
Oh, my God, it wrong, am I?
You're a very brave person, Kat.
I know. I'm about to give him more rage.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I don't go. You know what I mean? Is that where the casino is?
Yes.
Yes.
Mm. Well, I knew that. Mm. Do you know in Crown Casino in Melbourne, the only car park that they ask for money on the way in is Crown. You know what, on the way out? Yeah, they're pretty confident they're going to get your money.
Yeah.
All right, MG, what gives you great rage?
You know what makes me rage? These days, what makes me really rage is the term influencer. I'm an influencer. Every second person seems to be an influencer. It shits me. Mm. Every person who comes on some format of social media or gets reported in papers or the influencer was really upset about, you know, it's just, what's an influencer? What were influencers before the word influencer came to being what it is? What were they? What were
just
they?
Celebrities,
well,
I think.
Well, celebrities.
Really.
You would have been an influencer.
Yeah.
No,
back
I'm
in your day.
No. That's influencers are people who influence other things. These people.
Now you're an influencer. Like if you want to promote, Penrith Beach, you go, well, who can we? Let's get MG running along the beach in his lolly bags, David Hasselhoff style. We'll take a photo and people will go, oh, it's great down there. I'm an influencer.
No, you are not.
Excuse me, I have 80,000 followers.
Yeah.
That makes me an influencer. I can make people do stuff like that.
Okay.
We're identities. We're identities. We're not influencers.
Yeah, I'll tell you who's not going to ask for your influencership. Bangaroo.
Excuse me, Barangaroo.
Yes.
Barangaroo, get it right. Well, that's all you need to know about them. That is terrible.
And you're not 80,000. I've just fact-checked you. 78,000.
Oh, you're climbing. You were 77.
Oh, yeah.
They're just bots.
Yeah. They're bots.
Oh, my God.
Oh, there you go. People who buy
followers. Tell me what Natasha Bennings, what was your last post?
Oh, no, don't.
Let's go and check.
Let's have a look.
What's your Instagram handle? Let's go. Let's flood this thing.
Let's have a look.
It'll be in a beautiful dress at Channel 7.
All right. Do you want to get to what makes me
rage? If that's the case, it'll be 30 years ago.
Okay, it's It's Tash doing a little turnaround in a beautiful, nice suit, an Ollie, like a purple suit at the Black Dog Institute.
We're actually raising money for men's mental health.
How narcissistic. Look at that.
And then, the last one was Diesel Music.
Oh, my God, look at your big flared pants. Okay. Looking like one of the Bay City Rollers. What's in your hair, by the way? What's in your hair?
It was for Melbourne Cup Day. It was like a fancy headpiece.
Yeah,
have you finished?
Yeah. So you're an identity.
Fashions of the Field, 1977. Is what it looks like. 1-333-53. Give us a call anywhere except from Bangaroo.
Bangaroo, do not call.
Do not call. Hey, Kat, how hot is it today in Bangaroo?
It's going to be 30, 35 in Bangaroo.
35, you reckon?
Yep.
1-333-53. What gives you rage? Natasha Belling's made an HR complaint. Yeah. You still reckon you were bullied in the last segment.
Oh, you've just called me 105 again.
Oh, well. No, he said 1977, the Fashions of the Field.
Yep. I was saying, back in the day, back in the day, you were a big wig in this town.
Mm.
You're an influencer when the photos had to be taken by someone putting their head under a cloth.
The blanket. Poof. That report you did on Ned Kelly was awesome too.
That's you and Ned Kelly going out. All those photos you posted in sepia tone, they were amazing. All right, what gives you great rage?
Go, Tash,
have a go. What is
it? Go, Tash.
When the bank is charging me to access my own money. So now if you go to the post office and pay a bill, they charge you to use cash.
Unbelievable. Boo!
Yes.
That is terrible. Yeah, I was trying to think the other day, you put your money originally in a bank to keep it safe. And then they would give you interest.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yet now the service fees they charge you for putting the money in the bank outweigh the interest.
Indeed.
So you're actually giving them their money. They don't do anything with it and then charge you for the service. It's out of hand. Banks, go and get stuffed the lot ears. There, I've said it. Kat, what do you want?
Oh, mine's trivial, but when I go to the gym and it's hot, there's no aircon in there, people will be sweating like crazy, wipe their own sweat off their body, the towel is soaking, and then go and wipe the machinery that they've just used. It's disgusting. You're wiping your own sweat onto the bike, and then I'm grabbing it. It feels like I'm clutching a sea snake.
All right, settle down. The towels are more disgusting than the beach towels at Penrith Beach. That's all I'm
saying. mate. We're going to have a wrestle in that break if you keep this up.
All right, here we go. Let's go to Troy. Troy, what gives you great rage?
Well, I tell you what, all those problems pale into insignificance when you consider the size of a Mars bar.
What?
It shrunk.
What's your beef with the size of the Mars bar?
The Mars bar, when I'm about the same age as you guys, used to be 85 grams.
It's
now 47.
Wow. And you pay triple the price.
It's the responsible serving of confectionery.
Yeah.
All right, well done, good point. As opposed to Toblerones, they just keep getting bigger.
They
get bigger.
Seriously, you can't get them on his hand luggage these days. Dave, what gives you great rage, mate?
Look, I know this is controversial. Unfortunately, some Triple M callers give me massive rage.
They
ring up every morning. Hey, Mick. How you going? Hey, MG. It's good to see you. When are you going to be back? Oh, yeah, fantastic. How was your Eagles? 25. That drives me nuts.
Oh, but, yeah, get to the point, dudes. That's what we're saying. We're not in for a haircut.
Hello, in your own time.
Give Dave a present, please.
Give him a Mars bar. What's Dave want? What are you giving him?
I'm giving him a Mick and MG bum bag because he's spruking our show beautifully.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, Dave, good on you, mate. And thanks for getting straight to the point, big fella. Giuseppe is on the line. Giuseppe, we've spoken to you before, haven't we?
Yeah, and I'm a bigger ringer.
All right, now. Well, you were about to say hi, Mick and MG. How are you going? Weren't you? And then you caught yourself. What's got you goat, mate? What makes you angry?
I said it before. These paper straws.
Paper straws.
Oh.
Paper straws. Do you know what? I don't care about turtles. Turtles can turtles can choke on a plastic straw as far as I'm concerned. You're ruining my milkshake, okay? You are, all I want, they don't last the distance. Make me a paper straw that lasts the distance.
No, you can't. The other way.
Five paper straws to get through them.
Yeah, a big shake.
Well done, Giuseppe. Oh, you've got me. Time for one more. Roman, what is it?
Hey, guys, I'll tell you what it is.
Yep.
Yes,
it's people jumping in your car and mucking around with your stereo. Right?
Oh, mate,
kids, can I put a song on? No, mate. This Triple M's got to stay on. I've got to listen to this talk about men's health.
Oh, there you go.
So, that's right.
And there we go.
Yeah, okay, I love it.
Are you calling from Bangaroo?
Nah, mate, I'm from the Shire.
You're from the Shire. Good, honest bloke. Well done, Roman. Man. Thanks, everybody. What gives you rage? We do this from time to time when our blood is boiling. 133353, get involved. Prizes to be won. This story, I cannot tell you. My blood pressure rose. The steam came out my ears. Ham and cheese toasties have been banned from sale at school canteens in Western Australia. What?
Whoa.
What?
No! No! That is child abuse. The canteen should be mandatory. Everyone gets a ham and cheese toastie. That is the closest thing we have in this country to a national dish.
Yep.
It should be on our flag. You should be able to take out the Union Jack, put in a ham and cheese toastie. Mm.
Yes.
That is unbelievable. The WA, you secede from the country. You've talked about it, do it.
Cut them off.
We have no time for you here anywhere. If you want to take the ham and cheese toastie off the menu, how dare you? How dare you? What gives you rage, guys? Let's go around the grounds. MG, what gives you rage?
Happened this morning, actually, laying in bed, and at 2:30 a.m. you hear that tap dripping and you can't locate where it is, and all of a sudden it gets louder and louder and louder.
Oh, yeah.
And then you go, okay, I'm going to get up and turn that tighter, and I realised that that's the tap that I was supposed to change the washer about 2 weeks ago.
Oh, so it's your fault?
It's my fault. It's my fault.
And no! No!
Yeah, and I could not get back to sleep, so I've been up since 2:30 this morning because of a...
Well, easy, Tiger. Watch out. Give him a wide berth. He's on. Cat.
I've become a real train catcher living at Redfern, and it's a busy thoroughfare, and there'll be a huge crowd getting off, and there's always that one person that will try and push through that crowd getting off and worm their way onto the train, and I just feel like grabbing them by the scruff of their neck and going, wait until everyone gets off.
You idiots.
No!
Get out of it.
No!
There you go. Tash.
I've got more bad news after the ham and cheese toast.
Ham and cheese? Oh, don't double down.
Okay, this is. I just want to warn you, this could be triggering. The South Australian Education Department has now said that they will not have fairy bread in the state's public schools.
Oh,
no!
Wow.
No!
So they've got a
they've
got a traffic-like system. So red is very bad food, amber is okay food, sometimes food, and green is all-time food.
Wow. Unbelievable.
Wow. That's like when they had the Cookie Monster on Sesame Street and they had to change his name to the Sometimes Cookie Monster.
I know.
Come on, he's the Cookie Monster.
He's always
cookies,
the Cookie Monster.
Cookies. He likes friggin' cookies.
I interject and tell you what gives Mick rage? Yesterday, his phone. We were all
phone.
A part of this. Oh, my God.
Yes, and we talked about it earlier. On the program, of course. And look, it was... My point was modern technology is supposed to make life easier and it lets you down and my facial recognition wasn't working.
Yeah.
And this goes straight to head office at Apple. And yes, I may have banged the table and got out of sorts. There's been a development.
What happened?
Well, Owen here, Owen, has managed to somehow... put his finger on the problem. What happened?
So it's been a busy half hour or so trying to fix it. I've got it working, which is the main thing.
Yeah.
And the way I fixed it, I got a moist towelette, similar to the ones you get at KFC.
Yeah.
There was a few floating around. And stay with me here. It might get a bit technical. I wiped the screen clean.
Oh, so it didn't recognise your face because it was so greasy.
What was on it?
I don't know. But let's just say I'd done three shows in Geelong at the weekend. And look, but that's on them, not me. That camera should...
Sorry, what?
Well, they should have like a little windscreen wiper for the camera or something.
Yeah,
like
that. That's an invention. Oh.
Are you but
how am I supposed
Apple?
To? How am I supposed to know that? How am I? Thanks for nothing. Once again, wow. Technology let me down. But you're good to know I'm back.
Is it true the NRL Integrity Unit is using your phone as part of ongoing investigation?
How dare you? I'll
got
sue
the
you.
Terps.
Well done, Owen.
Yeah, well done. Thanks, guys.
Good job with that.
Pay rise for Owen. 133353, what gives you great rage?
Yep.
All right, Darren, what do you got for us, buddy?
When you're on the aeroplane and you've landed and the seatbelt sign goes off, and what is the obsession with people that have to get their bags from the overhead locker first and just stand there?
Yes.
No! No!
Well, what I don't like is the person who tries to stand up first and crib a couple of rows.
Yes.
Like before you get up, they're like bolting, like they're, hang on, you're in row 33, mate. Mm. Take your medicine.
Calm down.
Don't make a run for it, mate. You're not doing a runner. Doors aren't open yet. You know what? Okay, I'll tell you what, mate, gives me rage on a plane. And you know when you've all got to do your own thing, and because we are shuffling off aisle after aisle after aisle, and then one guy gets up and he hasn't got his stuff from the overhead baggage luggage yet. So
the first few rows,
racing, bang, 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 and then someone just gets up and goes, I might just see, and I'll pull that open, and now I'll grab my coat. Mm. And you go, mate, we're all waiting to go. What are you doing?
Mm.
You know, there's a massive gap. Mate, that guy, you've incumbent on you to stay. Here's the rule. Stay in contact with the person in front of you. There you go. It's like on a golf course. Keep up with the group in front. If you do that, there'll be no issues. Get organised.
Oh, the golf course.
Thank you, Darren.
Fit of rage on golf courses.
I feel a bit of a golf rage. That's another whole segment.
What if you're playing behind someone that's really slow and you're just kind of, they're laborious and you're going, come on.
I just send one over their heads.
Yeah, so do I.
Shots fired, bang. Sorry, mate. So annoying, yeah? How do you reckon that feels?
How about hurrying up a bit?
Yeah. See you in the clubhouse, mate.
Yeah. It's in the car park.
Oh, jeez.
It's just escalated quickly.
It escalated, didn't it?
Well done, Glenn. Haley. Oh, is it Glenn? No, Glenn. Yep. What's up with you, buddy?
How are you, Mickey?
I'm good, mate.
Actually, I'm with you with mobile phones, mate. I hate them. And
thank you.
Every day, pocket dial, and then people listening on my dirty little conversations.
Oh.
Yeah, but I'm over the old bum dial. I get bum dialed all the time. I just sit there. Okay? Yeah. I'll tell you what else it does too. When you bum dial someone, it'll be... whoever's kind of on your contact list that's close to your last phone, cops are. So just cut it out. Can you do, there's a feature for the iPhone 62 or whatever they're up to. You just go, it's an anti-bum dial mechanism. Write that one down.
Okay.
Should be.
Our new anti-bum dial technology separates us from the rest, and then it's just...
How do you decipher between a bum call and a real call?
Well, as I said earlier, I like the thumbprint that I used to have.
Yeah.
I used to have a thumbprint, and then I came back from a holiday so overweight it didn't recognise my thumbprint. Maybe it has to recognise your bum.
Mm.
True.
So your butt cheeks. So it can actually identify your butt cheek.
Oh, wow.
Like with that thumb
kicks.
Technology. So when you sit on it, it goes, whoa. That's Mickey's bot. Calm down, everyone. No need to dial. You know what I mean? There's something for AI. AI, replicate my butt cheeks and understand them intrinsically. So, Haley's on the line. She's about to hang up. Haley, how are you?
Yeah, good, thanks. Waiting to go to work for you. Jeez.
Rage already.
Haley, have you bum dialed us or?
No, I haven't, not this time.
All right, what gives you great rage?
The thing that drives me mental is teenagers. I'm 21, and they all just piss me off.
You're 21.
I'm 21, and they all make me angry.
Why? What do they do?
No manners, no common sense. I mean, I haven't got much, but, you know.
You're 21. You've aged early. You really have.
Damn straight I have. They just drive me nuts.
You'll be listening to 3GB or whatever it is in about 2 years.
3GB.
What is it? 2.
2GB. 2GB. Yeah.
3GB.
I'm new to this state. Hayley, you get a slab of Jetty Road. You want the pale or the lager? Pale or the lager?
Oh, well, take the pale then.
Take the pale. Yes. That'll calm you down. It's beautiful. Ashton's on the line. Ashton, what gives you rage?
Hey, mate. People standing in, like, aisles in the middle of really busy shopping centres.
Yes.
Move to the left, people. Move over.
Right. Yeah, that's
not
true.
Not doing anything, just standing there on their phone or talking to someone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know what you do. Just steal all the stuff out of their trolley.
Yeah, so I'll have that.
Put it in yours and then go check it in. Thank you, Ashton. James is on the line. James, what do you got?
When there's a mozzie in your room in, like, the middle of the night and you just can't get it.
There it is.
Yes.
It's in the studio. It's driving me mad. That's prize for one. James, please.
Well done. You've got two tickets to go and see Tenacious D in July.
Jimmy.
Well done, James.
Thank you. Wow.
What gives you great rage? 133353. Let's go bonkers. I'll give you a couple to get the ball rolling. Uber. What a shit service.
Oh, what happened? What's
happened, Uber? Buddy? No. Yesterday after the program, I had somewhere very important to be, albeit slightly local, okay? So it's still probably about 5Ks, 6Ks. Five Uber drivers accept the fare, and then once they work out how far it is, cancel. I rang them with 45 minutes prior to the appointment time and got there 15 minutes late because five of these dodgy pricks working for a bunch of a-holes. What are the alternatives? What are the alternatives? I implore everyone to use them.
Get a taxi.
These guys are causing trouble. Yep. Could have got me in a lot of trouble. Important appointment, nothing to do. Five cancellations, one after the other, the minute they get your coordinates. What happened to the days when they didn't get your coordinates? They didn't know till you got in the car. Mm. What happened to that?
I miss
that. Taxis. That's a taxi.
It is outrageous for them to cancel. And what if you do need to get somewhere very, very, very quickly and very important?
I did.
Were you not picking up on his tone?
I could have done it. What a terrible service. There's no one. This is the reason I'm venting here, because try complaining about it.
Try
contacting anyone at that organisation, and good luck.
Yeah.
You'll need five detectives in about 3 months. The worst service I have had in a long time. Anywhere, anytime. What are the other driver services?
DD's really good. I use that.
DD's good.
Yeah.
Seriously, shop around.
Just taxis. What's wrong with just the taxi?
There's a taxi.
Sometimes it can happen with taxis. That happened to us after a concert, which was really really popular, and they put a surcharge and charged us double to what it would have cost to get to the suburbs.
Unbelievable. Without doubt, I have never been angrier in my life, and I don't understand how they can, with a straight face, suggest that's any good to anybody. All right, MG, what do you got?
Well, nothing like yours, Mickey, because I can feel your pain.
I'll tell you what, before we get into it, we've got a couple of callers straight off the bat who want to hop into Uber. Steve, what happened to you?
Hi, Mick. I was at the Intercontinentals just before Christmas for a wedding, and we called an Uber to pick us up, and they cancelled on us three times because I couldn't find it.
It's unbelievable.
Three times.
Three times. It's like, are you providing a service or aren't you? Or you're just choosing? We're all there for your convenience, for you to decide who and when you want to pick someone up. Out of bullshit. Andrew, you've had a similar service?
Mine's about the Uber delivery food.
That gets me upset.
I live in an apartment, and then they can't even find the door, or when they can find the door, they buzz, And you're like, yeah, level 11, come up. And they're like, yep. But then no one turns up at my door, so I've got to go put pants on to go down and get my food.
Oh, hang on. Now they've gone too far. Making a grown man, put pants on.
So are you answering the door with no pants on?
Well, I answer the door with no pants on, but, like, I just stick my head out.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, thank you. And then hide my body behind the door.
You get the idea. Sorry, MG, to interrupt. No. What have you got for us?
Mate, this happened to me this morning. You know, when I went to bed after Married at First Sight about 9:30, put my alarm on for 3:40, and I woke up and I think to myself, oh, please, please be midnight. Please be midnight. It was 2 minutes before my alarm was about to go off.
Oh, so, yes.
No! And it never happens on weekends. It's just on weekdays.
So it's the concept of time that gives you great rage, MG.
It does, brother.
Oh,
it does.
Time. Oh, why can't I live in a temporal haze?
Yes.
Hey, 133353, we'll come back and get you girls, but after this, get on board. Boy.
You need a cuddle, Mick.
Yes. Top Uber. Mm. I'd like to call Uber now for something next Friday. Wow, please, no more calls about Uber. The phones are blowing.
Wow.
Are blowing up. And these, as I said, you can't even complain to them because that's someone who knows they're providing less than acceptable behaviour. Whatever you do, don't answer that. It won't be a glowing review. It won't be someone saying, oh, yeah, thank you very much. Tip-top
awesome.
Service. All right, we didn't get to you girls. Kat, have you, gives you rage?
Compared to your rage, mine's slightly terse. My biggest pleasure on a Sunday morning is I go to the bakery and I get a fresh sourdough loaf for the week.
Oh.
And the smell of it, you know, it's crispy on top.
Yes.
And all I go and buy it. I get it home. I cut it open. They've given me yesterday's bread trying to get rid of it. Oh, it gives me. It just drives me mental.
No. And you've paid full price?
Oh, yeah.
This could, of course, go into our other segment, First World Problems.
Yeah.
No, I think you're right. You don't want to go in there. You know, it's a bakery. Yeah, you got up early.
Fresh.
It should be fresh, should be piping hot, should be ready to go. No.
No, I'm not at your disposal for stale bread.
I've got something I could use as a weapon. Something I could crack someone's skull open with. Tash, keep it to one or two. What gives you great rage?
Top this week, private health insurance premiums going up again.
Oh, God.
I'm okay as a pensioner paying the premiums, but when I go to get medical services, the gap is huge. I'm done.
Yep.
Well, and you are in the danger zone. We know that. That's way too serious for my liking. What about this one? Fed up dog owners who put their dog shit in your bin. Now,
you should be fine.
Oh, you know this is a pet hate of mine.
Yes.
Well, it's off the chain down in Bondi. A fed up homeowner has lashed out at dog owners for dumping bags of dog poo inside his red bin while on their walks. Mm. Now, here's the whole point. They make you take a green bag, guys, because you can't leave it on the sidewalk. It doesn't give you permission to make it someone else's problem. It's your friggin' dog. Take it home and put it in your bin.
Yeah.
I live in a warehouse, okay? I live in a warehouse. My bin stays inside. So you put your dog shit in my bin, it goes into my house all week. That's not part of the contract.
No.
I don't get pats or hugs from your dog. I don't expect to be a safe harbour for its shit.
The dog doesn't hump your leg, I think.
That's unbelievable. And there should be a fine. Here's what you do. You stop people doing it. Make it a $1 million fine.
Oh, I think that's...
It's a $1 million... They're making a $1 million fine to put your dog's poo into my bin and watch that dry up.
Yeah, or put a pet snake in your bin.
Okay, that's...
It's taken a turn.
You may have escalated that just a tad.
What, it's like a cobra. Get a cobra in the bin.
The green mamba or something. Or
bloody oath.
Something that would kill you within seconds. Well, I'm entertaining it. Or just put them in one bin in the neighbourhood. Oh, did I tell you?
Oh, here we go.
No, I'm not going to do it.
Okay.
Here's the other thing.
Yes.
Hey, by the way, and if you are going to put it in, right, if you absolutely have to, don't do it to an empty bin. The empty bin means it's just been...
Stays there all week.
It's just had it. So then you go and put it into the empty bin, and it's there all week.
Yeah.
Even if the bin hasn't been collected, you might be able to pop it on the top and it gets picked up. But if you pop it into an empty bin, you know you've consigned that doggy feces to someone else's responsibility for a week.
Wow. I think you need to lie down. Okay.
I'm done.
Mick and MG in the morning. Brought to you by Sportsbet. Nobody does it easier than Sportsbet. Mick and MG in the morning. Weekdays from 6 on Sydney's Triple M.